Failed VP candidate Tim Walz, "I can be a train wreck sometimes." By Amy Farr on March 31, 2025. Failed vice presidential candidate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D, admitted during a recent interview he can sometimes be a train wreck. In an article published by New York Magazine, the Intelligencer told Walz it doesn't feel like the party was very bold when you and Harris got on the ticket in the latter half of the 2024 campaign. Walz said he thinks they are cautious by nature, adding that I said this and I told the vice president, I said I know my strengths and weaknesses. I said about 90% of the time, I can be really good. But about 10% of the time, I can be a train wreck because I'm speaking from the heart. Like a teacher sitting in a teacher's lounge or a laborer sitting at the break table. I thought they would choose the district attorney and the teacher over the hedge fund manager and the billionaire, he added. In November, President Donald Trump won the 2024 presidential election a second time after an intense campaign in which he was targeted by would-be assassins twice, according to Breitbart News. In victory, Trump completed what is indisputably the greatest political comeback in American history. Cleveland, too, faced a closely and bitterly divided country in the wake of the U.S. Civil War. But Trump faced multiple prosecutions, two assassination attempts, censorship on social media, overt media bias, and even efforts to intimidate his lawyers, the outlet reported on November 5. A month after Trump's stunning victory, Walz wondered during an interview how he and now former Vice President Kamala Harris lost to a billionaire. He also criticized Democrats for not stepping up to the plate to secure voters. So, I come back to the conclusion, is we did not do a good enough job. We as a Democratic Party and we as a ticket, did not do a good enough job of showing them that we understand where they're coming from, he said. During a recent interview on an episode of California Governor Gavin Newsom's D podcast, Walz said he was tired of hearing attacks on his masculinity from the MAGA movement. I think I could kick most of their ass. I do think that, Walz posted.